long-time visitors to this reading series. We're making a radical break with tradition. There is no table with lemonade and brownies tonight. I know. Don't leave. Don't leave. Well, this is a creative temporary solution to some budget cuts that we've had, and we had the option of having some more adult non-alcoholic beverages served from the cappuccino cart. It does mean the refreshments aren't on the house tonight, but see how you like it and let us know. If you can't stand it, we will bring back the lemonade and brownies, but we won't be doing it for every reading this year, only some of the readings. So we're sorry, but on the other hand, cappuccino's okay, right? The books, on the other hand, are for sale. My Alexandria is out there, courtesy of ASUA Bookstore. I'm sure Mark would be happy to sign them after the reading. Mark Doty is the author of three books of poetry, Turtle Swan, Bethlehem in Broad Daylight, and My Alexandria, which was chosen by Philip Levine for the 1993 poetry series. He's had lots of awards, including being nominated for the Lambda Literary Award, having fellowships from the NEA, the Vermont, and Massachusetts Arts Councils. We're happy to add some new information to the list. My Alexandria just won the LA Times Book Award, and it's been nominated for the National Book Award. So he gets to go to a glamorous dinner in New York to find out whether he actually gets the prize in about a month. It's stressful. Honor, I'm sure. Mark teaches at both Sarah Lawrence College and at the MFA program at Vermont College, where I studied and got my MFA. I did my last semester under his guidance, and I'm very thankful for that, and I want to acknowledge him publicly for it. I was really struggling with a lot of things, especially trying to figure out how to have the guts to write longer poems, and I don't know how he did it, but he gave me the courage to do it, partly by the passion and courage in his own poems, partly by his generosity as a teacher, and partly because he's one of those writers who goes about the task in a serious way, in terms of it being real soul work in his own development. So I'm really honored to introduce to you Mark Doty.
It is a rather daunting and extraordinary pleasure for me to be here. I went to high school in Tucson at Rincon, and before I got out of that place, I met Dick Shelton. We'll try this again. Who really sort of plucked me out of a difficult place and time in my life, and was my first poetry teacher and a tremendously helpful influence and friend to me. I came to my first poetry reading on this campus. It wasn't in this room. It was in the liberal arts building at that time, which is also where I had my first sexual experience. You know, we'll get this reading off to a good confessional start here. So coming here to read feels like a kind of return that I really don't think I ever imagined, and it feels terrific. There are people here from many parts of my life, people who are writers I admire, students who have become my friends, my current students, and it's a real gift to me to be here. And because I love this place, I want to start out with a poem about the place where I live now, which is a place that has become enormously important to me. I've been living for 3 years in Provincetown, Massachusetts, out at the end of Cape Cod, this little, very narrow little spit of land, 65 miles out into the Atlantic. And at the very narrowest end of that spit of land is a salt marsh. It's a place where I try to go every day, And I've tried to talk to people about what I love about that salt marsh and have found it enormously difficult to describe.